Emma says, while I'm loving the destigmatization of menstruation and commitment to the environment, I do hope we can be a bit more inclusive of trans and non-binary folks on and off this list. People of all genders menstruate and may also be in need of this Diva Cup. If we are truly going to destigmatize menstruation, we should do it inclusively. Some food for thought. And there's a link to a Huffington Post article, presumably about menstruation among various bodies. Thanks, Essa. Happy to continue the conversation about gender, bodies, and the environment anytime.
Caroline writes, does anybody know, or can we invent, some non-gendered euphemisms so that we don't have to use the intimidating term menstrual when emailing strangers about something that's been in our hoo-ha? Can it be something that doesn't have to do with the moon? A cyclical thing? A periodic issue? Clifford the Big Red Dog?
Kate replies, just for clarification, Caroline, I think by hoo-ha do you mean to say vagina? I'd personally like to avoid using alternative names for bodily parts and their cycling, and I'm sorry to hear you find any of that intimidating.
Holly writes, how about bloody vagina juice, uterine jam, strawberry jello? Maybe you were being facetious, but I don't think we need to tiptoe around menstruation. It's normal, and about 50% of people in the world will do it at some point. NB, if you're tired of bleeding out of your vagina every month, consider the hormonal IUD. Yes, it hurts when they clamp down your cervix down, but it's been worth it for me. No periods, no pills, lasts for years. H.
Amanda says, yes, great clarification.
Stefani writes, people can call their body parts and functions whatever makes sense and feels right to them. That being said, using euphemisms as a way to manage other people's discomfort doesn't seem to be the best approach to cultivating the kind of open, body-positive community some folks are going for. We're all adults here. I don't think we need to make our body parts and functions sound cute or cool in order to talk openly about them. It's also important to use your own language for your own stuff. But I'm not making assumptions about other people's bodies, i.e. Emma's comment, re-gender. I hope that this conversation is happening here. I love that this conversation is happening here. Thanks, Caroline and co. Cheers, Stefani.
Craig chimes in. Isn't referring to bodily functions by abstract or imprecise speech and using euphemisms to protect people's feelings just reinforcing the stigma? Isn't that just encouraging people to talk about natural bodily functions in a way that encourages uneasy feelings and unnatural speech? Call it like it is, and if people have a problem with it, have them read a book.
Thanks, Craig.